So we're now ready to enter the actual, you know, issue of Los Yisaeva Adomi. We've done the background work, which is really essential of Ki Achicha, who, especially the Nafka Mila for Mila, you know, the Ramban takes a very strong, you know, pro Achva approach, and certainly the preponderance of evidence in Mikra is very much on that side. El Esav Achiv Arza Seir Sedei Adom. This week's parsha. Ko Amar Achicha Yisrael Parshas Chukas. Then again in Sefer Dvarim, in the very beginning in Perek Beis, Achichem Bnei Esav. So he links that to both Zera Avram veKulam Heim Nimolim. The Rambam seems to challenge both of those, though, as we said, in subtle and different ways. And the Rambam talks about the idea.
Noam Ben Lulu and Eli Blumenfeld, please come to
Tzadkas'
office.
Yitzchak Yikari Lechazara. Wasn't just to the exclusion of Yishmael, but sometimes we like to say Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak. The Rambam's iteration is Michal Shehu Levado Zara Shel Avram Hamachzik Vedaso Vedarko Hayishara Vehema Mechuyavin Mimila, which explains that Esav, who was certainly not Machzik Vedaso Vedarko Hayishara, would be ruled out. So the question really is a pressing question for the Rambam, for the Ramban. It's already, you know, pretty much explained what Ki Achicha Hu is. The Rambam, what's the Rambam going to do with that? Clearly the Rambam is going to have to be mechalik between Dine Mila and Dine Giur, which is a very fascinating thing. And perhaps maybe somebody wants to make a suggestion, just, you know, Gavi?
Yeah, just like biological brother, which you don't have like the same responsibilities, but he's not like,
right. So if you don't mind me just paraphrasing in somewhat, you know, it's a slightly different terminology. I think you're getting at the same point. You know, the interesting thing is that when Lot, you know, with Lot, there's sort of like a breaking.
Leon, Moshe, please come to my.
There's sort of like a breaking point, right? He pared na me a lot. You know, still, Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv. It wasn't the nail in the coffin, but then, you know, al devar shelo kidmu aschem. That is a full severance of the achva. But if the Rambam already made, you know, the idea of ki achicha hu contingent, at least as it relates to Esav, you know, on the idea of michlal shehu levado zaru shel Avram amachzik v'daso v'darko ayishara, so maybe that's a default position. But if we're dealing with a case of the pasuk of lo sisayiv adomi ki achicha hu, and we're talking about somebody who already is willing to undergo, right, Giyur, which of course includes Mila anyway. So there was never really a formal breaking point, right? The Rambam doesn't say anything like, you know, categorically the Geder Achva is, you know, is Nifka from this group of people, but, you know, generally speaking, as a default position, you know, Ki V'Yitzchak Yikari L'cha Zara and V'Yiten L'cha as Berkas Avraham L'chal Zarcha Itach. So yeah, Yatza Esav, you know, Esav was excluded on that basis, but it's very, you know, striking that it's Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak, that's the Drash and Chazal. The Rambam doesn't want to use that language because I think that would be more categorical. The Rambam provides an explanation. But if you have Gufa, somebody who is Machzik Bedaso Uvedarko Hayashara, so is it possible that Lashitas HaRambam, the notion of Achva, could actually be Choser V'Neir? That will be my suggestion. Let's take a look at the Pesukim. Lo Sisoev Adomi Ki Achichahu Lo Sisoev Mitzri Ki Ger Ha'isa Be'artzeu Banim Asher Yivaldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yavo Lahem Bikal Hashem. So there's certainly a time which is, you know, they can convert, but in terms of marrying into the main body of the Jewish people, as opposed to, you know, Mamzerim and Nesinim, Masufi and Shtuki, etc., that Mishnah Nasara Yuchsin, that takes some time. So normally we read this pasuk of Ki Achicha Hu is establishing like an empirical reality. The Rambam would say, yeah, that's an empirical reality. I think the Rambam would say, it depends. Is it a more challenging reading the pasuk? I would have to concede that because of the Seifa Dikra, right? Ki Ger Ha'isa Be'aretzo is an inviolable historical fact. So for the Rambam, you might say Ki Achicha Hu would mean yes. You know, clearly this is so there was Achva there. For purposes of various halachos, especially when it comes to Mila, where it's a very much a reflection on who's part of the covenant and who isn't. So the default is that Esav is no longer begeder achva. But if you already have a person, who's called the parish meruba, we wouldn't say in this case, meruba parish. We'd really say the person could trigger the full geder achva. So just one second, if I just want to establish Rashi and then the Sifrei, and then go over to your Hayara. So Rashi says lo sisev adami legamre. So there have been challenges to the relationship, but meaning you're not going to treat him like the mamzer, you're not going to treat him like the psuadaka and the kroshavcha in terms of gam dor asiri. We're going to try to strike the inappropriate balance, which is dor shishi. That's the phrase varim. Lo sisoev adami bipnei ma ki achicha hi ki achicha hu gedola achva. Achva is a very powerful idea, gedola achva. You almost get the impression, achva. They say amor vincent amnia. So achva vincent amnia. In this case. So more on this, of course. As we go forward, God willing, tomorrow. But let's turn it over to Ephraim. For a